Good afternoon. It's not a representative, just an informal present. Well, it's not a presentation that is properly prepared. It's just a conversation, basically.
That's great.
I do have some recommendation. I would like to start by saying, you know what, excellent job to the board for taking this step. I think it's a step that is very needed in the community in terms of you know, giving everybody the access to be able to use taxis. You know, accessible taxis, when we look at it, this should be the future. We should actually be fighting to make sure that every single taxi is accessible as we move forward. At the same time, I'm very, very well aware that while my company is very interested in you know, acquiring some of these taxis and being able to be granted the opportunity to have some of those plates, I'm also equally aware that, you know, Vets Tax is also very interested in it. So the following are just my recommendations based on my experience in the industry in the last year and a half and so. I'm suggesting to the board that, you know, the templates that have been approved now be split between the two companies. So each company has 5 plates to start with. I'm also suggesting that the license plate be assigned to the companies that are running, the two companies that are known, so Northern Taxi and Vets Taxi, and as opposed to individual brokers. Reason for this is because accessible taxi is one that I believe requires a lot of compliance, and based on my experience in the industry, in order for the Timmins Police to make the job for the Timmins Police a lot easier in holding us accountable for these taxis, I think the corporations have to be held accountable, and as opposed to individual brokers. The other piece, my next suggestion would be that we should also be allowed to be able to use those taxis for regular passenger service when they're not being used for accessible service. So let's say a Thursday or Friday night or the weekend night where, you know, there's a high demand for taxis due to social activities happening in town. We should be allowed to be able to use those taxis for as long as the use of it is not taken away from the purpose I guess what I'm trying to explain is for as long as, you know, the whole purpose of establishing it, it's been taken care of first. So the people who need it should be of primary priority. And where we don't have that call, we should be able to use it for other calls. I'm also suggesting that the board, I don't know when these plates will be rolled out, but I'm suggesting that we'll be allowed about 2 to 3 months to get a first set of vehicles on the road from the date of the issuing of those licenses, because that period of time will allow us to actually shop around for those cabs, and if we need to modify them, that will give us enough time to be able to do the modification and look for best deals for those cabs. I know the board has approved for 10 plates for now. I'm also asking that with proper business case in the future, that we'll be allowed to increase the number of those plates. If a business comes, let's say Vets Taxi comes with a very strong business case why they need 6 or 4 more, I think they should be allowed 2. If Northern Taxi comes with a proper case for why they need maybe 2 or 1 more, I think we should be allowed to expand without much delays. And lastly, I also, right now, there's the 5-10, I'll call it rule around taxes, that in order for us to have taxes on the road, they cannot be older than 5 years, and we cannot have them on the road for longer than 10 years, the life of the vehicle. Accessible taxis will require a lot of investment in terms of money. The use of them will not be as hard and as much as the regular taxis. So I'm asking that the lifespan of the cab be expanded beyond the 10 years.